This is the Jade and Andy Show.
That is correct. It is the Jade and Andy Show. Another week has gone by, and we are back at it again on a Friday. The best day to do a show.
The best day to do a show, to add more work to our workload.
Yeah. So it's been a hell of a week for me. I'm continuing my weight loss journey.
How's it going?
It's ups and downs. It's ups and downs. Yeah. I have moments of weakness that are really, really powerful.
Yeah.
I have real affinity for ice cream.
You know, I'm not a, and I don't say this to be like, oh, you don't like ice. I'm not a big ice cream person, but yeah. I'll tell you what, I will smash an entire cake or an entire pan of brownies.
Yeah.
Ice cream, not my thing, but I'll tell you what.
I like sweets in general. I like a,
yeah.
And my fat brain will start whispering to me just like, listen, you can just go right now and you can get some Rocky Road. You can get some mint chocolate chip.
Oh, gross. Mint chocolate chip.
You don't like mint chocolate chip?
No, it's like eating toothpaste.
It's so good. It's not like eating toothpaste. I wish I had that. I wish I could like make my brain think that.
Yeah, we got to get you some. We got to figure out how to make you think that. Yeah. Mint chocolate chip is like toothpaste.
I guess I got to watch more videos of like where the ice cream comes from and cows and.
Sure, that might help.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I used to just make a Funfetti cake.
Yeah.
Just for fun.
Just for fun?
Just for fun.
Just for.
And then I would eat it for breakfast.
So that's like confetti, but it was fun?
Yeah. Well, it's got the sprinkles in it.
Yeah, you got some sprinkles.
It's got sprinkles right in the batter and then all over the frosting.
Yeah, cake is. It's not my go-to when it comes to
like. Because it's a pain in the ass, because you got to have cake or you got to make a cake.
I can honestly say I've never made a cake.
No?
I've never once made a cake.
Oh, man.
I got no business making cakes.
I got bored like 3 weeks ago. Made a pan of brownies.
Did you?
Yeah, ate them.
Brownies are another thing. I can go years and years without brownies.
I like a brownie.
You do? Yeah. I don't. You do?
Yeah. I can get on board with a brownie. I don't hate ice cream. I'm weird about ice cream, though. Like, I don't like crap in my ice cream.
You don't like stuff in it.
I don't like stuff in it. So, like, yeah. Rocky Road is like. Bleh.
It's like a nightmare to you.
I don't want to eat that. And then even, like, the ice cream that's got, like, peanut butter cups in it.
Yeah.
Like, they're so hard. I feel like I'm going to, like, break my teeth. Like, I don't want to break my teeth.
Yeah, that would be Moose Tracks.
Is that the Moose Tracks?
Yeah, that's
yeah,
Tracks.
God, I don't like, boy, the Rocky Road and the Moose
yeah,
Tracks.
You just like, so if you're going to eat
Rocky
ice cream, you'll eat.
Rocky ice cream here.
You'll eat just plain chocolate or
love
you'll
plain
eat.
Plain chocolate.
Yeah, or you'll eat just plain vanilla or something, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, or like a Neapolitan. I'll do like
oh,
a Neapolitan.
God.
I'm 87.
You mix the strawberry with the chocolate and the vanilla?
Oh, yeah.
That is crazy.
Well, you eat all of them. I eat all of them separate. Like, I don't take, like, a bite of all three of them. You eat, like, the strawberry first. Get that one out of the way.
Is that how you're supposed to do it?
Well, that's how I do it. I don't care how you're supposed to do it. I do what I want. But I'll eat the strawberry first, then the vanilla, and then the chocolate. And then sometimes I'll, like, mix the chocolate and the vanilla together because that makes a nice little fluffy, delightful treat. We should stop talking about this.
I know it is.
We're not.
I'm like trying
to
have a weight loss journey, and then I started it off by let's go. Let's do 10 to 20 minutes on ice cream. Let's do 10 to 20 minutes on ice cream.
Yeah,
that
could be a good show today.
With my weight loss journey. It is a journey, though.
Yeah.
The whole thing is a journey.
Ups and downs.
Ups and downs. I hate it.
It's like the actual ups and downs, like when you're on the treadmill or like you're running in the streets.
I just feel like I'm getting old because now I say things like, I've been walking.
That's good, though.
I've just been going on walks.
That's good. Listen, I'll tell you what, man. I went down to Columbus last weekend for the big music festival.
Yeah.
And boy, was I sore. And, like, we didn't really party. Like, I had some drinks, but it wasn't, like, we weren't, like, raging like we used to back, you know, a few years ago. We used to go down there and rage.
Yeah.
And it really wasn't that. It was, you know, just a lot of walking. And, like, driving home, I was so sore. I'm like, how did I pull my groin muscle? I'm like, I did nothing. Like, I walked.
You're rocking too
hard. I just walked, and I went up and down a couple of flights of stairs.
Yeah.
Like, that's all I did. Like, why am I so sore? And then it was like, ding, because you're old.
Yeah.
You're stupid and old. And I'm like, oh, God, I am stupid and
Doesn't
old.
Doesn't that suck? I like, have that, too, where I'm like, I'll pull a muscle sleeping somehow, and I'm like, how the hell?
Well, and I think I've got, like, I got a pinched nerve or something going on. Although, I'm going to say this, and then we're going to have some, like, our 6 listeners are going to be like, oh, no, you've got something fatal going on with
you.
But I think I got a pinched nerve because I'll be sleeping, and, like, my hand will like completely fall asleep.
Oh.
Like numb. Yeah. But I think it's from a pinched nerve.
Yeah.
As what I'm just diagnosing myself just in case it is something.
Did you
tragic.
Ever Google it?
No, I've talked to some other people,
Google,
but if I Google it, it's
numb arm. Then that's
I gotta
heart
get
attack.
It amputated. Yeah, yeah, I'm gonna have to get it amputated. That's gonna it's gonna go from zero to amputation so fast, and I just don't want to have to deal with that. I've talked to some other people that have dealt with the same thing, and it's typically like a pinched nerve somewhere. But I'm like, okay, well, how do I unpinch it?
Zero like, well, to amputation like is a that's a good album name.
What is it?
Zero to amputation.
Yeah, it's like. Heavy.
Yeah.
It's like
be,
a mix between
a
like Anthrax, Slayer,
yeah.
and like, you know, one of the newer metal bands.
So did you see Tool at the big Sonic Festival?
I did not. I did not because they played on Thursday, so I didn't make it down there until Saturday. Yeah. And then Pussifer played, but I also skipped out.
Oh, you missed them?
I skipped out. I heard it was awesome, though.
I love Pussifer.
Yeah, they've got a couple. There was that one song that that I really liked that had really funny lyrics, and I can't like think of them off the top of my head. But my buddy was down there, and he's a big Pussifer fan. He said it was great, but he could tell he got like right up close, and he was like, "Yeah, man, Maynard's he was wore out. He was like, you know, he looked a little exhausted. Like
he's
thinking,
like 60 something."
Well, I didn't realize that, but he was also saying, like, sometimes when you get on those stages that are, like, so big and you see those crowds, and I think a lot of musicians have said this, that, like, you get up and it almost, like, takes the breath out of you.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, all that energy, like, all of those people, like, all of that, it kind of, like, takes your breath away.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you walk out on stage and aren't, you know, mentally ready for that, you know, like, just all these little people just took your breath.
Yeah.
Just took the breath right
so,
out of you.
So, was there any bands down there at Columbus Crew Stadium you thought were, you were excited to see or that you
Yeah, liked? I saw Avatar, always okay. puts on a good show. They played Riff Fest for us a couple of years ago. They're great. Checked out this new band, younger guys, White Reaper. They're kind of like punky, sort of, like,
yeah.
not like, they're rock, but it's not like the heavy sort of metal sort of thing. Foo Fighters played. I saw Grandson, who's going to be here next week on Friday. And the Deftones, which, I don't know, are you a Deftones guy?
I like the Deftones, yeah.
I like the Deftones, but I don't love the Deftones. And
some people
who,
love the
people
Deftones.
People who, like, love the Deftones, like, love the Deftones, right? And I've just always found that, like, there are songs by them that I like, but their live show is so loud.
It's loud.
Like, it
yeah.
is one of the loudest. Like, it's probably second to Motorhead in loudness. And Motorhead
time,
is a loud show.
There was one time where I was at a Deftones show and I had diarrhea during the show.
Oh, no.
So, and it was so loud that during my diarrhea, I couldn't even hear my diarrhea. I could just hear the Deftones. So, that is a true story.
Where did that happen at?
That happened to Joe Louis Arena.
Oh, no! The worst place
yep.
To have diarrhea.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, no.
It was bad. It was bad.
My God.
The toilets I had to choose from to do my business were all full.
Yeah, I bet.
And I don't mean like there was people in them. I mean they were full of poop.
Yep.
They were like really, really full. And I had my diarrhea, and then I'm like sitting there as Chino and the Deftones are really, really going off. And yeah, so that's my Deftones diarrhea story.
I'm so sorry. And anyone who knows who's lived in Detroit, who's been to Joe Louis, which is no longer standing.
One of the worst bathroom experiences of my entire life.
It was such a great arena, like such a historic arena, right? It was yeah. so great. So many memories, just so many great times. But towards the end there, man, it was sketch. Like it smelled.
Yeah.
And the bathroom situation, like I've never seen it because I obviously didn't go into the men's room, but this trough thing that you guys had to pee in.
Oh, there was a trough. That's one thing. Like whatever. With that, but like the thing I couldn't handle is like these pyramids of poop that were in the these just like whole pyramids of it.
I feel like I want to name the podcast Pyramids of Poop this week, but I'm not going to just because I don't know that that's
Pyramids of Poop.
That's a you know, that's the first single from Zero to Amputation.
Yeah, it is. pyramids of Poop.
But yeah, so the Deftones played. I'm trying to think of who else. Rival Sons was there. Saw them, Sublime with Rome, which was cool because I was actually like up like in the I was kind of like in the stadium, but they were on one of the side stages. And so I didn't walk down. So I was like above everybody. And as soon as Sublime went on, it was like a cloud of smoke.
Oh, yeah.
Like above everyone's head, which was cool to see. And then they played Smoke Two Joints, and it was like, oh, I can't even see the band anymore. Yeah. Like, there's so much
smoke. There's so much weed.
Yeah, which was cool, because weed is cool, you know?
Weed is cool, weed is funny.
Yeah, weed can be a fun time. So, yeah. So that was a good time.
Yeah,
I'm
you had
to think
an action-packed weekend.
I sure did. You know what was crazy is my mom's car is a lease, and they're, like, way under their miles. They got to turn it in this year. And so they were like, you know, why don't you just take the Escape instead of driving your car and putting the miles on your car, you know, drive ours down. I'm like, cool, that's awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. The cruise control doesn't work.
Oh.
Which is, like, when you think about it, you're like, okay, it's not the end of the world. Columbus, it's only like a three and a half hour drive.
Annoying enough, though.
Well, here's what I figured out is that the way I sit and the way I put my foot on the pedal, I don't know what I'm doing with my leg, but it's like cockeyed or something. Because after about 45 minutes, my knee is like ripping.
Really?
It is like, yeah. And so I got to like adjust and like sit up and like hold my foot up in the air on the gas pedal.
Whoa.
It's bad. It's bad. And I'm like, I got, you know, back and saw my parents and I was like, the car sucks. Yeah. This car and my knee, I'm like limping. I got my groin is pulled, my knees. And I'm like, why am I so old? But yeah, like you wouldn't think that the cruise control would be that big of a deal, but what an inconvenience.
Yeah.
To just drive straight for 3.5 hours and not be able to cruise.
That is, for that particular drive, cruise control is necessary.
Oh, because it's so flat and so boring.
It's just like, and it is one road, like
it's
the
one
whole,
road the whole
way.
Way.
There.
There's like no stoplights.
Yeah, there is nothing but corn.
Corn, Amish country.
Yeah. Corn for miles. Another single from Zero to Amputation. Corn for miles. Pyramids
corn for
of
miles.
Poop.
Pyramids for Poop, first two singles. They did not do well, that band.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, so I did have an action-packed weekend. An action-packed week as well, but should we take a quick pause?
Yeah, let's take a quick break.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
And we're back from the quick break that we just took.
Thank you guys for tuning in. This is the Jade and Andy Show. Thank you so much to everyone who downloads and who listens and who has posted
about
the show. It's very much appreciated.
I'm glad that everybody's enjoying it. We hear all kinds of nice things. If you ever want to hit us up, you can hit me up on Twitter at Andy Green Radio. And then, of course, On Air Jade.
Yep.
On Air Jade on the Twitter. And then, yeah.
Yeah.
Find us. Tell us what you think of this show. We do it every Friday for you.
If you've got, we do. We add work to our schedule on Friday for all of you.
That's true.
But thank you, guys. We appreciate you. Thanks.
Yeah. No, like, and I seriously appreciate everybody suggesting hobbies. There hasn't been any coming in lately, but I probably won't ever do them, but still suggest them.
Well, you can't say that. That's not how you get people to give you suggestions.
Well, I think that makes it funny, right?
Well, yeah, but I mean, you got to be more open-minded, Andy, I'm telling
you. That's the challenge of it, is to like...
Like, that should be your hobby is being open-minded. Your hobby should just be trying new things to just do things.
Do
like,
things.
Instead of like hearing things like, oh, that's not going to become my hobby. Like, maybe just try it once.
Yeah.
And then now your hobby is doing things.
Don't you like the challenge of it, though? Like, if 99% I reject, and then that makes the one hobby that I do that somebody suggests, that makes it even more special.
It does make it special, but it also defeats the purpose of you finding something to do.
Yeah, that's true. That is
because
true.
Just listening to people suggest things to you isn't a hobby.
Yeah, so keep the suggestions coming. Whether I do it or not, I don't know yet. Jade tells me to be more open-minded. So
be open-minded. That's
I gotta be more open-minded. So we talk a lot about AI on here.
Yeah.
And there was a big story where they did an AI exercise, and the AI was in charge of a drone.
Mm.
And that is not what we want to start doing with AI. Because what the AI did was it decided that to complete its objective, it had to kill the human that was controlling it.
Cool.
So it had to kill the human controlling it because the human had decided that it wasn't going to be able to do its objective. So it killed the human, and it also destroyed the tower.
Is this a real story?
This is a simulation.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Christ.
Yeah, in the simulation.
That scared me. God, I was like,
it's actually happening.
My eyes were so big as you were telling that. I was like, oh my God, this is, how did I not hear about this? Yeah. I got to go, Andy. I got to get out of here. No. I got to go get Miss Carl.
No, we got to go. I guess I shouldn't. I had a real like War of the Worlds situation almost where I just, like the six people listening to our podcast would have freaked out.
Right.
They would have freaked out. They'd have been like, AI is attacking and people are dying. But no, it was just like a simulation they were running on this AI. So they simulated it all. And by the time the simulation was done, the AI had decided to kill its operator and destroy the control tower so it could be in control of itself.
Good.
So that is exactly what we don't want the AI to do.
That makes me just so uneasy.
I know.
Just so uneasy.
Jade almost ran out of here just right there.
Just almost left. I was like, well, it's time to leave. It's time to call it quits and get into the bunker.
Right in the middle of the show. Now, you went golfing or something this weekend?
Yeah, no, I golf in a league. I golf a lot. A lot of golf. It's my favorite thing to do. So I joined a women's league on Tuesdays. And I only know three of the girls. Like, I know the girl that I ride in the cart with and then our two friends. Those are the only three that I know. And there's all these other women that I'm meeting for the first time, right? And so each week, your cart gets paired up with a different group. So you play with different people every week. So we meet Sherry and Teresa. Very nice. They've been playing on the league for quite some time. They've known each other forever. They're, like, you know, best friends. And there's a bridge that you have to go over. Sherry and Teresa are in the cart in front of me and Amanda. And there's a bridge you have to go over. Amanda stops before we get to the bridge. And she starts like, she's like, Jade, get your camera out. Get your camera out. And I was like looking down. And I look up and Sherry and Teresa have popped the rail on this bridge and are like sitting on top of it. Had that railing broke, disaster. Like, this would not be a comedy. It would be a tragedy for sure. And apparently she was like looking down at her scorecard while she was driving and didn't realize that the bridge took a turn. But yeah, so she popped the wheel.
Yeah, it went over, right over
there. Right
the
over. They're so lucky. And it's crazy because my friend Amanda was like, what would you have done? Like, what would you have done if they would have gone over? Because it was probably about a 4-foot drop into like a marsh. I don't know if it was like super wet or if it was just like tall grass. I don't really know what's down there. But it was like a 4-foot drop, right? So think if you're in a golf cart and you go over 4 feet down, like
the golf cart could land on you for one.
The golf cart could land on you. There's no windshield. Yeah. So like there's no seatbelts.
Yeah.
There's not like it would have been really bad. And Amanda was like, what would you have done? Because I'm too immature, like, I would have just been laughing. And I was like, I don't know, probably called 911.
Yeah.
Like, I probably would have called the authorities, like, immediately. Like, I'm safety first.
Yeah.
And I said that to Teresa and Sherry. And they were like, no. We would have been fine. We would have been fine. It would have been okay. No one's calling the authorities. But they didn't realize that I was filming.
Yeah, you got the whole thing on...
I didn't get them hitting the curb. I got the aftermath because I wasn't paying attention. But Sherry had come over and she was like, we're going to need to exchange phone numbers because I need that video like immediately. And they're like, oh my God, our husbands are going to they're not going to let us live this down. But yeah, they were like, no, we would have been fine. I'm like, you would not have been fine. That was like 4 feet over the edge. Like a golf cart can't. Yeah. Like they're heavy.
They are extremely heavy.
They're extremely heavy. But yeah, they lifted it up. I will say that the tires were a little cockeyed after that.
Were
happened.
They?
Oh yeah, they were like, oh, the cart's not driving right.
No.
We're like, all right, well, just don't tell anybody.
Yeah.
That's why we're not not mentioning what course
where exactly this took place. Yeah. Allegedly.
Allegedly, this all happened. But it is on video. I'll share that. You can follow
allegedly,
me.
It's on video.
Allegedly, it's on video. I'll share it on my Twitter page at OnAirJade. But yeah, that was the exciting part of the week.
Well, it just goes to show you like how dangerous distracted driving is.
You know, that should be a PSA.
Yeah,
I wonder if I could go.
You could probably do it. It's not as dramatic as they probably want to really cause change.
No, because we laughed. we're laughing.
Everybody laughed. It wasn't like. Like, lives weren't really at stake.
No.
I don't think it would have been a deadly crash.
I mean, it could have been, Andy. That's the thing, is I always go, like, worst possible situation. That's why I live my life.
If it would have fallen and crushed one of them.
Death. I mean, I would say broken bones.
Maiming.
Broken bones.
Yeah.
If they would have walked out of there with no broken bones, I would have been shocked.
Do you take cart safety super serious?
Yes, I do, but I don't like driving the cart. So I always put that in the hands of whoever I'm with. I allow them to, but I always kind of give them the heads up, like, hey, like, I don't like driving the cart. Like, I'm not, like, don't drive like an a-hole, right? Uh-huh. Like, don't, please don't. But I have been thrown out of a golf cart and,
You've been thrown out of a golf cart?
Yeah. Yeah, it happened a few years ago. We were on the cart path and I was in the passenger side and I was leaning out and I was talking to somebody behind me, right? So I was like leaning out and my cartner floored it and turned to the left. Oh. So I'm leaning out to the right. She turns to the left. And so I flew and I like my hand like drug across the pavement.
No.
So like I like skinned like all three of my fingers, like just like gushing blood. And I was like, what the hell, man?
Yeah.
Like, what are you like? Why did you take off like that?
So did that change your opinion about cart safety after such an incident?
It makes me pay attention more to what other people are doing. I tend to hold on to the thing.
Yeah.
Actually, a couple of weeks ago, I was golfing with one of our buddies, and he went rogue and tried to go up this hill that was, like, way too steep for a golf cart, and there was a pond right behind us.
Yeah.
And he's, like, flooring it, and the golf cart is, like, barely moving. And I'm, like, and I'm, like, gonna get, he's, like, looked over. He's, like, why are you freaking out? Like, calm down, Jade. Like, what are you gonna get out and run? Like, what are you doing? And I was panicking. I thought for sure this thing was rolling back into the pond.
Yeah.
I'm
you had some cart stress.
About it.
Yeah, I can tell. God. Like, Jade has cart stress, like post-traumatic cart stress.
I sure do, man. It's just, it's, you know, it can be a little traumatic out there on the golf course. And then sometimes you get with people who like to get rowdy. And, like, listen, I love to have a good time on the golf course, love to have a couple of drinks. Marijuana's legal. I don't think it's legal for us to do it on the course. Not that we do. We definitely don't. You know, I like to have some fun, but
yeah.
You got to be careful. You got to not.
Cart safety is nothing to joke about.
I know that at this one course that I play at, the beer cart flipped over one time into a pond,
yeah.
Which is even more tragic than just the golf cart.
There's all that beer.
Oh, my God. So much beer. Shots, drinks, snacks.
Don't say.
All of it.
Even snacks.
Oh, snacks, too. Bags of chips. Little bags of chips floating away in the pond.
This is terrible. Oh, that just breaks my heart.
It's sad.
Chips floating away.
It's just, it's to me, it's like, how fast were you driving that beer cart? Like, do you not understand the math of a sharp turn? Like, you're outside, sharp turn, pond, slow down.
Yeah, they
like,
don't understand
it. Can't you feel that? Like, you can feel that.
They don't.
Like, have you never hit an exit ramp on the highway? Like, have you driven anything ever at all in your life?
That doesn't seem like they have. They have no sort of grasp of the different sort of gravitational pulls and things.
Apparently, which I thought was kind of like instinct.
Yeah.
But I guess maybe not.
So Jade's serious about cart safety. We're going to take a quick break right now.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
And we're back from the quick break that we just took.
Thank you. Listen, it feels awkward for us to do the quick break.
It does.
Because obviously we're recording this. It's not live on the air. And
we just do it so it doesn't sound weird.
Yeah, just so that it doesn't sound like we've got commercials cutting us off in the middle. So I know it's helpful.
Yeah.
But for us in here, the quick break in here, for you guys, if you're listening and a commercial runs, it's probably like 30 seconds a minute.
And what did I tell you last time? What did I tell you last time? I say, you got to chill out on us.
Who?
The listeners.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
right.
Giving them a talking to right now.
Right, okay. Well, don't yell at them too much.
I'm not going to yell at them too much, but I'm just saying, chill out on us because we're trying our best.
We're trying, but we're getting better. That's the slogan of the show. We're always...
So what are you doing? Are you about to just go crazy on the audience right now?
Yeah, don't... No. Like them. We like them. Did you just go zero to amputation?
Just joking. I went zero to amputation.
So it's the summertime. It's been really hot out. This week, how you been dealing with that?
I haven't been dealing with it good. I've been laying in front of my air conditioner. My apartment sucks, right? So there is an air conditioner in my bedroom, and I have to use a fan to blow the cold air out of the bedroom into the rest of the apartment. So I've broken somewhere around 4 or 5 fans over the years that I've.
How?
So to put them in front of the, I put them in front of the door to blow the.
And then you just, instead of moving it when you walk through the door, you kick it?
I kick it. I kick it and trip over it all the time, all day long. And I've broken 4 or 5 fans just doing that.
You know that it's there.
I know, but I'm fat and I can't always see where I'm going. And I trip over the fan every time. And I apparently when I walk, I am doing, my legs have the same strength as a field goal kick. Because like just from walking, because that is what happens is I'm walking what I believe to be a regular walking speed,
sure,
even slower, kind of a mosey,
right?
And I'll kick that thing and then it just shatters. I've seriously went through like 3 or 4
foot
fans.
Is made of titanium.
Yeah, apparently my foot's made of titanium and I have the strength of a field goal kicker.
So that's the fan. So did you get a new fan? Is this a recent thing? Like, did you break a fan?
Yeah, I haven't gotten a new fan yet. So what I've been doing is I don't even go into the living room to live.
Oh, no.
I don't live in the living room.
You're living in the bedroom?
I live in the bedroom,
that's
yeah.
That's where the AC is.
Yeah, that's where the AC is. So much like an animal, I'm attracted to where my climate proper.
I mean, sometimes you got to do that. I mean, I tried to wait like as long as I could to turn the air on, but it went from like a night, like it went from what we had one spring day and then it was summer and it's like the hottest. It's like
you
Satan's,
like the hot weather
Satan's
though,
anus.
Right?
I prefer, like, I much prefer the hot weather to winter. Yeah. I don't want to be freezing.
See, I'm
cold.
Not like that. I in the hot summer months, I've thought for many years that I would like a cooling suit.
Yeah, you've talked about the cooling suit.
And there, I'm just getting into these new. They got these things called cooling blankets.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting into that. I'm seeing what that's all about.
Yeah, what is it about?
I ordered it. It's a blanket that says it cools you down.
Mm.
So
it's like an oxymoron.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. I want a cool blanket.
When are you supposed to receive that?
The next day or two.
Oh, cool. We can talk about it next week.
Yeah, so
on the
next week on the show, you can listen and we'll tell you exactly how my cooling blanket experience went.
See, I don't have that issue because as soon as the air kicks on in my house, it'll run for a few minutes, then I'm like, oh, I'm cold.
Yeah,
I'm
a little chilly.
But it has been hot. I do like the warm weather, but it is like grossly hot. And I'm just not, I don't know, I'm not like prepared for it. And I think that the other thing here in the Midwest, I don't know if it's the Midwest or like, you know, areas that have this kind of climate where it's hot and cold, it, like, can't make up its mind, and so I feel like the HVAC everywhere can't make up its mind. It's like, oh, it's 90 degrees outside. We'll make it 32. Instead of, like, a normal 70 degrees with the air on, 70 degrees in the building. Maybe a 68, 69, 70.
Yeah.
That's normal. No, it's like,
make it 50.
50 sounds good.
Yeah.
95 outside, 50 sounds good.
So you get a bit chilly.
Right. But then, for whatever reason, in the winter, it'll be, you know, it's 15 degrees outside, and they're like, you know what? 50.
50.
50 sounds good.
That's it. Likes the 50.
It's like, why? But it's always freezing cold. It's always cold.
It really is. I don't know what we're going to do about that. This is the Jade and Andy show. And
I went off on a tangent on that.
Yeah, you did.
Well, because here's the thing is that I feel like working here, not that I ever have to like dress up, but like I really can't because I'm always so cold. And you know, like you've been in the studio a couple of times when it's like a meat locker.
Well, it's weird because like what's weird for me is I can't temperature regulate at all because my workday starts at 5:30 in the morning or whatever. You know
right.
what I mean? Like, so I get here.
It's
I get here
like
about
cool outside.
Yeah, I get here at 5:30 and it's cold in the mornings.
Right.
So I wear like a hoodie or something. You know what I mean? And then by the end of my workday, it's like a whole different.
Yeah.
A whole different
area.
It's like a whole different earth every morning. So then, you know, I'm lucky to wear the hoodie in sometimes because the studio does get so like a refrigerator.
Like a meat locker.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, so it's hard. Like I've got an office blanket and an office sweatshirt.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I do. I see you have like your office sweatshirt on sometimes.
Yeah, because sometimes it's freezing. Today it feels normal, but my ankles are cold.
Your ankles are cold?
My ankles are cold.
That sucks. It's no good to have cold ankles. How do you function? How are you supposed to function the rest of the day?
I don't know. What a weird thing, though. Like, just my ankles because my pants are a little
I feel
short.
Like I should stop people before they go into your office and be like, just leave her alone. You understand? She's got cold ankles today.
What a weird thing to have. But it's you know, I don't know. It's just, we live in the Midwest. It's hot. It's cold.
It is. Yeah, so that's how I've been dealing with it. I just don't live in my living room.
Well, hopefully you can get a new fan soon.
Yeah,
and,
I will.
Have you thought about maybe, just a thought here, getting a fan that you can, like, maybe hang?
Oh, see, somebody suggested that to me also, and I was like, oh, that's not a bad idea. If I could hang it on, like, the corner up on my door,
yeah,
that's not a bad idea. I should actually look into that because...
They probably, A, make those, or B, you could, like, zip tie one to something.
Yeah, I could just do that. That's the best idea because it's been years of me kicking these fans.
Yeah, you got to adapt, man.
Yeah.
You could just be breaking fans. All you got to do is hang one.
I know.
Hang one up. It sounds like you've got a project for the weekend.
I do have a project for
the
weekend.
I think that we're going to find out about your cooling blanket, mm-hmm. and we're going to need an update on if you hung a fan or not.
Okay, yeah, that is a good... That is, so
that's an assignment for you.
So much to look forward to in the next episode of the Jade and Andy Show.
Oh, God, we have to thank everyone who listens because, boy, is this stupid.
No, the show is great. Thank you so much for listening to it. Again, big thanks, seriously, everybody who's found us on Spotify, everybody who's found us on Apple Podcasts, everybody that listens at WRIF.com. We thank you so much for listening to our show. We do have fun doing it, and I'm just joking. Just be nice to us, you know what I mean?
Yeah, just, you know. We're just trying, man.
We're just trying our best.
We're just trying to make it keep getting better.
Yep. It is the Jade and Andy Show. Thank you.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Jade and Andy Show.
Boy, was that ever weird.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.